In Slichot every night, and including Yom Kippur, doing all the Tfilot and Neila, mainly is the 13 Midot, known as 13 Midot of Rachamim, that we all probably can recite them by heart, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, etc., etc., etc. I urge and encourage each one of you to take the time, not right now, but tomorrow, when your heads are a bit more fresh after sleeping a little bit, and actually open the Chumash in Parashat Ki Tisa, where the Torah described the 13 Midot. As we know, that's the regular laning that we're laning in every Ta'anit Tzibur, right after Chet HaEgel, and learn the 13 Midot to understand it. If that's the main part of the tefillot of our slichot, if that's the main part of what we have in Ne'ilah, again and again and again, you should all be familiar with what you say. But I want to touch two points, as we call on the edge of the 13 Midot. And the Gemara described, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, the Gemara describes something very fascinating. As you all know, before the 13 Midot, there is a pasuk says, "Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra." We're saying it also every night before Slichot, and that's the pasuk that we have before. "Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra." The Gemara says like that: "Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra." Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, if this pasuk wasn't recited in this way, wasn't written in this way of "Vayavor Hashem al panav," you can't really say it. Why? Because the meaning of "Vayavor Hashem" is like God passed in front of Moshe, and the Gemara describes and says, "Melamed shenitatef haKadosh Baruch Hu keShliach Tzibur veira lo leMoshe seder tefila." Meaning it's like, and that's why if it wasn't written, we can't really say it. It's like God took a talit, wrapped himself as a shliach tzibur, put himself in a position of shliach tzibur, and hera'a le-Moshe, seder tefillah, and showed to Moshe how to recite the 13 midot of rachamim. Hera'a lo le-Moshe, seder tefillah, amar lo, and he said to him, "Kol zman sheYisrael choteim," any time that Am Yisrael will sin, individual as a tzibur, "Ya'asu lefanai kaseder hazeh va'ani mochel lahem." They should do in front of me this 13 midot of rachamim, and I will forgive them. Now, I told you that I'm going to touch the edge. And I'm thinking when I'm reading this Gemara, and I was thinking about this Gemara many times, and I'm thinking to myself, how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are. There's a lot of scenarios in life that you do something wrong, unfortunately. Sometimes you're saying something that you shouldn't be saying. Sometimes you're doing something and you see that your parents / your friends / your brother / anyone else is upset. And one of the things that is the most hard to do is to figure out what is that I need to do in order to fix the situation. How should I approach? What should I say? What even do I deserve to say? And Kadosh Baruch Hu, in His beautiful mercy, is not just is giving us the 13 Midot of Rachamim, but He Himself putting a talis on himself and teaching Moshe, says, if by mistake individual, the tzibur al chotim, this is what you should do. And the Gemara says, right, keseder hase yasu lefanai keseder hase v'ani mochelem. Just think how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are that we don't have to guess, we don't have to think, but God gave us actually the tools how to receive the tshuva. Ya'asu lefanai kaseder hazeh v'ani mochel lahem. That's what we need to do. Obviously, it can be just mumbling the word, and that's why I told you as a beginning that you should all look into the meaning of that tomorrow morning, that by tomorrow night, you will know what you're saying. But ya'asu lefanai kaseder hazeh v'ani mochel alehem. So that was point number one that I wanted to mention. Point number two is that God said to us that is, as we know, we have 13 midot of rachamim. We have 13 midot of Kadosh Baruch of rachamim. But interesting enough, when we're looking into this 13 midot, right? It's starting with Hashem, Hashem. Right? Someone, anyone that looking and it says, hey, there's only 12. Hashem, Hashem is just a repetition of the same midah. Right? Hashem, Hashem. We say it twice. It's like, I want to get Josh's attention. So I said, Josh, hey Josh, right? Because I want to make sure that he's listening, right? Seems like it. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. Hashem, Hashem is not the same midah. It's two separate midot. What is the two separate midot? Says the Gemara, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. So Hashem, Hashem, says the Gemara, ani hu kodem sheyichta adam, ve'ani hu leachar sheyichta adam ve'yaseh tshuva. Says the Gemara, there's two midot of Kadosh Baruch Hu. One midah is taking place after a person sins, and he need the kapara from Kadosh Baruch Hu. He need the mercy from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, do tshuva, and that midah is waiting for you to accept you back. But what is Hashem, the first one? Lifnei achet. Why do I need midat harachamim lifnei achet? This is unclear. If it's called 13 midot of rachamim, and we know, as we said a few minutes ago, that the whole point of them is to mention them, to recite them when we're sinning, as the Gemara says, right? As the Gemara says, Amar lo kozman sheYisrael chotim yaasu lefanai kaseder hazeh v'ani mochel lahem. So what is the meaning of Hashem lifnei shechata, before a person sins? And I think that is very powerful. I think that is very powerful, something that we all need to take into our attention. When we're not sinning, we're saying to ourselves, so we deserve. God, give me food, I deserve it, I didn't sin. God, give me wisdom, I deserve it, I didn't sin. Right? But if you're really judging it, right? And we're saying it in a different place, and Rav Yitz taught you the song on one of the tishes, maybe Friday night, right? Lema'ancha Elokeinu aseh velo lema'aneinu re'a midateinu dalim verakim. Even when we're not sinning, even when we're performing mitzvot, maybe even we're doing a lot of mitzvot, all of them, comparing to what God is blessing us and giving us, is still amidateinu dalim verekim. We're still poor and empty-handed. Anything that we have in our hand, all the zchuyot that we're bringing, that we're doing during the year, all the Torah that we're learning, all the mitzvot that we're doing, is ke'ainu chefes, is really nothing comparing to the blessing and the wealth and the wisdom and the happiness and the anything else that you have in life that you were blessed from God. And therefore, it's two separate midot. Even the midah when a person is not sinning, the first Hashem, even the first Hashem that before you sin, it's still midah of rachamim. Because really, in truth, in the calculation, if you're doing cheshbon, simple cheshbon, you deserve nothing. And that itself a midah of rachamim. So we're going to recite today a few times Hashem Hashem. Have just in mind the fact that even if you're trying hard, and you should, and we all should, try hard and try harder. Daven more. Learn more. Mevatel es Torah. Shmuzing less during the Seder. Even if we succeed in that, it's still Hashem shelifnei achet. It's still with the mercy of God that we have all what we have.